spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, if it falls in the category of blues, have we got a show for you. This is your favorite uncle, Uncle Buck. We're going to be getting into some Chicago blues, some English blues from across the pond, some West Coast blues, and let's not forget some Alabama and New Orleans blues. And seeing how Uncle Buck Plays the Blues originates in the state of Texas at the crossroads of America, a little Texas town called Shamrock, we're just gonna have to throw in some good old Texas blues. I think you're gonna like this one. Getting things started today, Papa Chubby, and the flavor is in the fat.
You ready, boys? One, two, one, two, three. Give me that lean white meat. Want some chicken legs. Want some hog's feet. Duck home feet. Where it's at. Know the flavor is in the fat. Some chitlins and collard greens. Big pig's foot, gonna be me scream. Side of bacon with bacon fat. Know the flavor is in the fat. Little funny, looking kind of funny. Sitting there all alone. Big legged women, keep me swimming. Grabbing grits, big old bone. I want a pump butt with a side of sauce. Eat no salad in it if it's tossed. Side of crackers in bacon fat. Know the flavor is in the fat. Come on, Mo. No salad even if it's sauce. Big Mac, big on fat. Know the flavor is in the fat. 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 Yeah.
Now there was some picking and grinning. Papa Chubby, and the flavor is in the fat. Let's put the spotlight on our featured artist of the week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And our featured artist this week is Freddie King. Crowned as one of the three kings, pretty good company. Freddie King, B.B. King, and Albert King also became known by his moniker of the Texas Cannonball. Freddie King was born Frederick Christian King back in 1934. Picked some great blues all the way up to his early death at age 42 back in 1976 in Dallas. Freddie King moved to Chicago from Gilmer, Texas in 1949. Back in the south side of Chicago at an early age of 16, Freddie King caught the eye of one Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf put Freddie under his wing, or shall I say his paw, and he started jamming with some of Muddy Waters' sidemen, Little Walter, Eddie Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, and Robert Lockwood Jr. Quite a crowd to jam with there. Let's get things back on track and give a big salute to our featured artist of the day, Freddie King. He's going to wail with a song called Going Down. Featured artist, Freddie King. A big hit of his called Going Down. Freddie's going to be back in a second installment as featured artist in the second half of the show. going to be doing another one of his big hits called Have You Ever Loved a Woman? I think it's about time we got into a double dose of the blues. How about this one? Gary Clark Jr. is going to lead it off with If Trouble Was Money. Going to be followed up by a duo with Joe Bonamassa and Beth Hart. Their song's going to be Rhymes. Let's turn things over to another Texas blues man, Gary Clark Jr., If Trouble Was Money.
Thank you.
From the blues capital of Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Change my smile into a frown.
I can't let it get me down.
took everything I own. Like a queen down on a throne, I can't let it get me down. Change my smile into a frown.
Comment from listeners that follow Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on Instagram and Facebook. Listeners say they really like a feature we do called Then and Now. And what about that? It's time for Then and Now. If you just joined us for the first time, play a song from back then by an old school blues artist. Second half of the show, we bring that same song back with a little bit more of a modern twist. Jimmy Reed's gonna take on the then portion of Then and Now today. A song recorded back in 1960 in Chicago. It is credited as being one of the first, if not the first, blues crossover to the pop chart. You might have guessed it, the song is Jimmy Reed's Big Boss Man. They said that song had everything you would want. Had that famous Jimmy Reed 12-bar shuffle, great harmonica and blues vocal. Had some great songwriters too. Big Boss Man was written by Luther Dixon and Al Smith. But here's the then portion of our Then and Now feature, the one, the only, Jimmy Reed and Big Boss Man.
Just don't die out. that you won't let Jimmy start big boy thing. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all.
Jimmy Reed, taking care of the then portion of Then and Now with Big Boss Man. And wait till you hear the now version of that same song, Big Boss Man, in the second half of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today. You're going to hear Big Boss Man by the Grateful Dead. Wait till you hear that one. Let's get into a double dose of the blues. It's going to be kicked off by Junior Parker. Junior Parker happened to be a cousin of a really great singer, Al Green. And Junior Parker's song leading off this double dose of the blues is going to be Driving Wheel. It's going to be followed up by another Texas blues man hailing from Lubbock, Texas. Recently won a Grammy for traditional blues. Delbert McClinton's song is going to be If I Hock My Guitar. But right now, Junior Parker and Driving Wheel.
My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. Something. I want to tell you about my baby. I'm going to tell you about my baby. Every time she walks, she's like a leaf sitting on a tree. Every time she walks, she's like a leaf sitting on a tree.
17.
A whole bucket of the blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
I came up from Mississippi with a guitar full of songs. Thought I was really something, maybe I was wrong. Got to make some money, got to pay my dues. Cause if I hurt my guitar, hell, hell, am I supposed to play the blues? Held out an application for sweeping up the street. They said I didn't qualify, I couldn't disagree. I got to find something, something I can use. If I hurt my guitar, oh hell, I can do without the honey or the sugar for my tea. These days I can do without a lot of things. My shark skin suit and my Stacy Adams shoes. Some cold green beans. Not all that appetizing, but a man gotta eat. Up against the wall, nothing left to lose. If I hurt my guitar, how the hell am I supposed to play the blues? Oh man. Hey, I'm a chick bag.
We've reached that point that we call halftime right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. We're going to take a little pause for the cause, but that big old bucket of blues we brought with us is still half full. Kicking off segment two is going to be Junior Wells. Of course, Freddie King, our featured artist, is going to be back. My favorite blues couple, Susan and Derek with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, they're going to be back. And whoa, a trio with Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, and from the Rolling Stones, Ronnie Woods. They're going to be doing a great trio song. I know you're going to like that one. Of course, the Grateful Dead has promised you're going to be back with our Then and Now feature. It's all coming up right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
But hi, baby. Hey.
Come on, honey. Let's scratch my back. Listen. But I got my woman. And I know I got her. I don't worry about a damn thing, cause they call me Dr. Feelgood. But come on, baby. Don't be no fool. And scratch my back. Philip, hit me.
Starting off segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Junior Wells and a Slim Harpo favorite. Slim Harpo cut that song back in 1965. Everybody in the world has recorded Scratch My Back, from Otis Redding to the Fabulous Thunderbirds. But that was a great version by Junior Wells, Scratch My Back. Oh, what a featured artist we have today, the one and only, the Texas Cannonball, Freddie King. We're going to do an original song by Freddie King at this time, a song called Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Rumor had it several years back that Eric Clapton had written the song because it paralleled so much with the real true life story of Clapton falling in love with his best friend's wife, and that best friend was Beatle George Harrison. But putting that rumor to rest, Clapton did have a great version of the song, by the way, but the song was originally written by Billy Miles and sung back in 1960 by Freddie King. So let's listen to Freddie King, our featured artist, his second installment today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Have you ever loved a woman? It's time that we put the needle down in the grooves for a double dose of the blues. And leading off this double dose of the blues is going to be my favorite blues couple, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, along with the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And their song is Signs, High Times. It's going to be followed up by a blues trio. Listen to this. Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, and from across the pond, a member of the Rolling Stones, Ronnie Wood. And their song's going to be 5 long years. But kicking it off, Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Thank you. to sit down.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Have you ever been mistreated?
I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one. She had enough to put me out.
Standing between two young men can play a guitar like this, man, you know. I don't know how you feel, but I feel like I'm in heaven. A lesson I should have known long time ago. The next woman I marry, she got to get 2 jobs, and I want her to work and bring some dough. I've been mistreated, and you Well, you know, I worked 5 long years for one woman, and she had the nerve. Yes, and she had the nerve. Oh, and she had the nerve. And she had to put me out.
I like hearing from you when you check in on our Instagram page and our Facebook page. All of you following Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is much appreciated. I had quite a crew check in this week. I heard from Samantha Fish, Albert Cummings, Spencer Gonzalez. Old Sugar Queen checked in, along with an organization called the Women of the Blues. Also Al Music, Annie Z, and Alan Winkler. Thanks, guys. It's always good to hear from you when you check in on our Instagram and Facebook pages. Earlier on our Then and Now feature, Chicago blues man and legend Jimmy Reed did the then portion of our Then and Now feature. The song was Big Boss Man. Now the time has come to do the now portion. And what a now portion it's gonna be. A California rock band by the name of the Grateful Dead always seem to have some blues in their show, and one of the songs that they always played in their concerts was Big Boss Man. So now, for the up-to-date modern version, the now portion of our Then and Now feature, The Grateful Dead and Big Boss Man.
Big boss man can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man can't you hear me when I call? About all. boss man, a one gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, sure get stoned at night, cause big boss man
up our Then and Now feature, The Grateful Dead, taking care of the now portion with the Jimmy Reed classic, Big Boss Man. The time has come to slip the needle down in the grooves and do two more before we go. Leading off this double dose is going to be Big Jack Johnson teamed up with Kim Wilson, one of the original members of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. They're going to be doing a little Walter song called My Babe. A group I introduced you to a couple of weeks ago by the name of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. A new favorite group of mine, based out of Birmingham, Alabama. Some of the players out of New Orleans. Their song's gonna be Sanctify. But right now, Big Jack Johnson, Kim Wilson, and My Babe.
Ha ha ha!
check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuck.com.
hate to say it, but looking down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us today, it's empty. But we're going to be back next week with another bucket of blues, all loaded up with what I think some blues you're going to love listening to. Until next week, Uncle Buck here saying thanks for listening, and may all your blues be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck, plays the blues.